Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Winding down another week. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
And, well, are you fired up?
I am fired up. I'm really fired up about something that, you know, I hadn't gotten a chance to get to. Continuing to round up more of these January 6 patriots and their sentencing, that's what's got me fired up this week. You know, the Proud Boys, you know, just this week it was, the latest, was it Enrique, Tario, 22 years, sentenced to 22 years for domestic terrorism. As if they could really overthrow the government, right?
Right, right.
And but they want to make an example. They want to, the prosecutor said it, they want to make an example for anybody who might disagree with 2024, 2028, 2030, any of the future elections. They want this to really hit home. 22 years, when the average conviction or the average sentencing for murder in D.C., murder, is 6 years.
Right. And see, that's the whole point. I mean, when we said this was a communist coup in the 2020 election, we meant it. And this is what happens in a communist coup. They imprison all of the dissidents. They imprison anybody who dares sticks their head up and says anything about the new communist takeover.
Right.
That's what they are known for. They imprison their political opponents.
Yep.
They imprison political dissidents. Yep. And those are, in fact, those are the first people to go. And that happened, well, that happens every single time communism raises its head, but especially what we know in history from the Nazis in Germany. That was the first group of people that they threw into all of those prison camps was all the political dissidents.
Right.
And so I'm not one bit surprised. I'm also not one bit surprised that in a communist coup, they will not adhere to the existing laws.
Right.
And so, you know, just the fact that all of those people were rounded up and they've been there, they were in prison without trial for over a year, most of them.
Well, and they're continuing to round up patriots that were there on January 6th. Just this week, and this was really big news across the patriot community, this guy from Fayetteville, Arkansas, Nathan Hughes, was arrested. He can't talk about the case, but it is related to January 6th. But get this. The FBI contacted Liberty Safe, and they gave the FBI the access code to his safe.
Right.
Now, they did have a warrant, and they claim that they have declined requests for access codes in the past, and that they take their customers' Second Amendment rights and privacy rights seriously, but then they give them the code. So there's a huge problem here, because there are several different like encrypted email services and VPN services that they do not keep any records. Now, this is supposed to be some type of setup, a service with Liberty Safe, so that if you forget your passcode to get in, apparently it's an electronic passcode, you forget your passcode, they can backdoor it in or issue a code that's like a master code that will let you back in. I would change something here. Their business model needs to change. They need to make it so that once you sell a safe, don't forget your passcode. Write it down in six different places, because we can't help you. That's how it needs to remain. I don't know if they're going to review their policy from now on, but I'll tell you what, the Patriot community is just outraged right now over them helping with this. They took their electronics, they took clothing, and we've seen the track record of the federal government here. And here's the other thing, too. We are not anti-government. Government is instituted by God, but they're instituted to persecute the wicked and uphold and defend the righteous. And we see them doing the opposite right now under this regime. And so as far as I'm concerned, this company, Liberty Safe, needs to review, and they might just be crashing and burning because people are saying, I will never buy a Liberty Safe now.
Well, and
switch over to mechanical locks, too.
That's the thing, too, is that's not really much different than what we're seeing happen with everybody's personal accounts with Facebook, with Twitter, with anything that they've, you know, any kind of app that they've used for emails, any kind of anything like that. We've seen the government demand access to all of those files.
Right.
And every company is just, you know, turning over and giving it to them. And so I'm not really that surprised, to tell you the truth. And I'm a little bit surprised that everyone else is so shocked by that. I mean, this is the era. That's what communists do. They demand crazy stuff. They violate all of your rights. They act like you are nothing and that no laws are going to be upheld on your behalf.
But there's another component to this. A private company calling itself Liberty Safes, claiming that they care about the customer's privacy and Second Amendment rights, handing over the code to get into something, make them work for it, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, this is a whole different component to it now when you have private enterprises assisting them. This is not social media. This is not woke social media.
No, but it is what they do. And so long as people will not, go up against them and force it to stop, you know, the people will not organize, the people will not get off their computers and their phones. They won't lift a finger in order to correct what's going on in this nation. And so at this point, I'm a little bit amiss as to why that's surprising to anybody, considering all of the crimes they're committing daily, these egregious crimes. They're stepping all over the Constitution daily, and nobody has any rights. I mean, we started off talking about the January 6th prisoners.
Right.
That is the biggest example of a communism infiltration that we've ever heard of.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't still be outraged by it.
Oh, we are.
I mean, they're outraged. But there's a lot of people that are not shocked or surprised, but they are outraged about this.
Right.
And they should be. And we need them to be. All American patriots should be outraged each time something like this happens.
Right.
Whether you're shocked and surprised or not.
Well, and it's just, I mean, what I'm saying is that I'm not somebody that likes to complain without fixing something.
Right.
And so if I've got a complaint, I've got a plan for what can be done to stop it, you know. And so just the fact that, you know, you can't write a bill anymore because nobody pays attention to bills. You can't file a charge anymore because the prosecutors won't prosecute a crime.
Right.
They won't prosecute a criminal. They will only prosecute people that are traditional conservative Republican Americans.
Yes.
Right. And so this is clearly a case of war. This is clearly a case where they're the invaders, and so far they're winning. They're winning big time because none of America wants to face that we've been in a communist coup now for over 2 years.
Yep.
And nobody has stood up to it.
Well, they've been laying the groundwork for it longer than that. But yeah, it finally came to fruition through that last election, and they want to set the example for anyone else who might think about protesting when the next election is stolen.
That's
and
right.
Here's a news flash. Not one member of Congress has introduced a bill yet to ban electronic voting machines.
Exactly.
And this isn't going to happen. There's some good news coming out of Arizona that's breaking.
There is. But you know what? Before we jump topics really quick there, we wanted to make the announcement that we're almost at 700 visits to the site with the Checkmate bill.
Yes.
700. And so that's a good start. I mean, that's a good start. And now if all of those 700 people will tell 100 people, and
yes,
those 100 people will tell 100 people. And I mean, that's how you start a movement.
That's right.
You start a movement and you keep it going because you know, it's just like Winston Churchill said that, you know, his favorite dog was the bulldog because he can, his nose is slanted back so he can still breathe while he keeps hanging on.
Right.
Right. That's, yes. That's what tenacity looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the bulldog. So you bite on and you don't let go until you get what you want. And so, right. You know, as means of a non-violent way to force what we need to have happen, you know, that is definitely an option.
Yes. And that's why we provided it.
Exactly.
And it's right there on the website.
Because yep. The founding father said, never start a war. Never, you know, turn over the only, you know, never assume that the only thing left to do is to take up arms until you have exhausted everything else. Well, right. So this is still another idea that we can forcefully demand.
Peacefully.
Yep. Yes. Exactly. So.
Well, amen to that. Yep. Absolutely. But yes, we're fired up about these things, as we should be. If we aren't, then something's wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah. But, okay, let's get to the word of the day. Going to go into the weekend. Here we're a week away from the Feast of Trumpets, which we're excited about.
No kidding.
And watching that very closely. But yep. What do you have for us for the word of the day?
Okay, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from John chapter 6, verses 47 through 59, which read under the title, Rejected by His Own. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And that's it.
That would have freaked some people out. It did freak them out.
Yep. Well, and you know, the whole point with that was he had already realized that, you know, that they had decided in their hearts that they were rejecting it. You know, that they were rejecting his teaching. They were rejecting who he was, and he had had enough.
This was pretty much the you know what, you're gonna yeah. either be with me or you're gonna be gone.
This
time
right.
to scrape off the barnacles here, people that are
right
half in, half out, kind of yeah. interested in what he has to say. We'll follow him around,
yeah,
but we'll be non-committal. Right. Well, let's just draw the line.
Yeah,
here.
let's just finish this up and hurry up.
Yep.
You know, because the bottom line, you know, and there he's speaking very poetically. You know, he doesn't have to be literal.
Right.
He can say it however he wants to, and in such a way that he's just helping them get home faster.
Yes.
You know, and so he's like, yeah, let's get to the chase, and so. He throws down the gauntlet. You know, that's how it goes. And the truth of it is that the poetic version is still true. You know, is that even though he chose to say it in a way that people wanted to take literally and couldn't,
yes.
you know, he chose to do that anyway. And it is, it's kind of like when you're tired of what keeps going on and hanging on, and you're tired of looking at the scenery of constant doubt, constant questioning.
Yes.
You know, that it's just like, you'd rather just kick them out, get rid of them.
Right. You know? So his disciples, they didn't leave, but they were confused. They needed this explained to them. And it really came together at the Last Supper when he broke the bread and said, this bread is, you know, my body broken for you. And this wine represents my blood that I'm going to shed for you. And, you know, which now we keep communion, you know, and that represents those things and what he did for us. So this was kind of, you know, the leading up to that. But yeah, I think you're right. I think this is where it's time to scrape off the people that are just not...
They're not with you.
They're not.
They're not with you. And now they're at the point of being divisive and starting to drag all the other people down in a way also. And it was like what he says in the following verses, you know, because some of his disciples are saying, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it, right? And so he asked them, he said, does this offend you? You know, and so he also asked, do you also want to go away? Uh-huh. You know, he was testing them, saying, yes, you're certainly welcome. There's the door. And basically, you know, like he did with all of the people that rejected him, he didn't beg anybody to stay.
Right.
He would brush the dust off his feet, turn around and walk away.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I think that's still a humble path to take, you know, that he's long suffering and he shows extreme patience with everybody, but if they're not going to believe, he doesn't waste any more time.
Right.
You know, and he turns and he goes and finds the people that will believe.
Yeah, because there was something serious that had to be done, and we don't have time for games.
That's right, and we don't have time for the people that are diehard rebels against God, you know,
who
are committed to absolutely rebelling.
Or can't make a commitment to following him.
Right, right.
Yeah. So this is time to, you know, do or die.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's shocking to me. And that's a new understanding in my studying of the Bible, really. Because I didn't really get that till this year that he didn't try to run after anybody. He didn't beg anybody to believe him. That's astonishing to me. And I always figured that he would be running after people.
And he came from the heavens, brings himself down to the level of man.
Right.
And what he's about to do by giving his life for us on the cross to be beaten and tortured and berated and then to die, he's like, what I'm about to do for you, I just don't have time for somebody that's not going to take any of this serious.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you could just imagine how much self-control that would take. Like if you had risked your life for somebody that you didn't even know, and maybe somebody that was kind of an evil person,
right?
And you risked your life for them, and they kept just kind of turning away from you every time they'd run into you, like, oh, no, not him again or not her again. You know, I mean, wouldn't that be a thankless response?
Well, yeah, it would be like if you became a worm,
yeah,
to save the worms, and they turn on you, you know, you little worms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Good. Good one. Okay. So this is John.
Yes. John chapter 6, verses 47 through
59. 47. Okay. Got it. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. Praise God.
All right. Well, let's close segment one out. Segment one brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that website is prepping2-0.com. We'll be back with segment two of Fired Up Friday right after this.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business, a ministry, or a website you have to have hosted somewhere, well, you can trust in a Christian patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. Takes care of hundreds of websites, and including ours. We're grateful for them. Great folks. And their website is tlcwebhosting.com. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two with several things lined up.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, first of all, I wanted to point out that the New York City mayor says that migrants, the illegal immigrants, will destroy New York City.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I have a hard time not laughing at that because those are the people that want it.
Oh, yeah. Sanctuary city. We're not going to disallow. But there's no human that's illegal. Humans aren't illegal.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be. The same thing happened in L.A.
Right.
When they started sending busloads. No, it's like the 5th, 6th, 7th busload to L.A.
Oh, heck, it was the 10th bus several weeks ago they were complaining about.
Yeah. And so they're saying, we can't take all these illegals in. Stop sending them. We don't even know who these people are. I'm just like, oh my goodness. That's exactly what we've been saying about closing the border. And you're like, oh, that's racist.
Right. Yeah, we should, you know what? We should attack them. We should say, how dare you guys? You guys are racist.
Oh, yeah.
You guys just better shut up and put up because you guys are, you know.
They're so hateful.
This is where they belong. Yeah, you guys are just hateful.
Right. Well, it's so inhumane to seal our border, right? That's their mantra.
Yeah.
But leaving the border open is by far more inhumane because of the child trafficking, the women trafficking, the murders, the drugs, the deaths from fentanyl that's pouring across the border. They don't have to go through a port of entry and get busted now. They just come across multiple places across the border. That's inhumane.
Exactly. Well, the fact that they use that whole thing as something that is inhumane, that a border is inhumane, that just shows who's the one pushing that dumb idea? That is clearly the United Nations that doesn't want any sovereign nations under its belt.
Right.
You know, and no competition. Doesn't want any competition from any sovereign nations.
If you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Yep. And so all those people that are willing to be the UN stooges and the backers for all of these insane political moves, well, they can just enjoy it.
That's right.
You know, I don't feel one bit sorry for any of them.
Yeah. Well,
so,
they're running it into the ground. So
that's
right.
They
may as well share in some of the love, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, and so we've also got a clip here from the World Health Organization, who is going to have permanent job security, according to this clip. Listen to what Tedros from WHO has to say.
The increase in hospitalizations and deaths shows that COVID is here to stay and that we will continue to need tools to fight it.
Oh, yes. It's here to stay and we need tools to fight it. What does that mean? Billions of dollars squandered into black holes.
That's right. And
more regulations.
And jurisdiction over absolutely every aspect of our lives.
Exactly.
Yep.
And now they're talking about aerosolizing this Myrna vaccine.
Right.
That is a bioweapon.
Absolutely.
And should be treated as such.
Yeah, it should be treated as a bio attack on the nation. Because, oh my gosh, like we just covered yesterday, that the mRNA vaccines actually are causing a leprosy reaction in people. Leprosy. And they want to aerosolize this stuff. They want to put this all in the food supply, which they have been already. And you know, now the FDA wants to join with Bill Gates and make mRNA salt. You got to be absolutely crazy. Know. That is a bioweapon attack.
Well, the Lord's got to be coming back so soon.
No kidding.
I mean, really. So we just look forward to that. Until then, we gotta watch the clowns and the circus, and we're right in the middle of it all. And so, just you know, like we keep saying, be the remnant.
That's right. Do as much as you can. Focus on what is lovely.
Yes, absolutely.
Share the gospel loudly.
Yes, now that is a great scripture there.
Yes, no kidding. Okay, we've got another little short clip here from probably the last person on earth you want to hear from, Kamala Harris. And this is an example of why we've got to take this checkmate bill seriously, because they keep letting little statements go that give their position away. You know, this election, the electronic voting machine manipulation ability, it gives them away when they make these statements like Kamala Harris is about to make, and also like Raffensperger, what he said just the other day that we read yesterday about, you know, oh, we have to give the people the, you know, the right to choose. Otherwise, it's not democracy. Uh-huh. Nonsense. They have never, I mean, since the year 2000, they have never given we the people the right to choose in an election.
Right.
It's always manipulated. They manipulate the outcome every single time. And so when you listen to this clip, listen to why she's so sure about what she's saying.
We will win re-election. There is too much at stake, and the American people know it. We will win.
They know they didn't win last time.
Yes, exactly.
But they're so sure they're going to get in again this time.
Yeah, they've got control over the final say. They've got the button.
Exactly. It's who counts the votes.
That's right.
All right. Well, you guys have a blessed weekend. Be safe. Stay in prayer. Stay close to Him. Stay safe. And join us Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You'll have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.